Good morning, Bridget, Beth.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Biggest week ever for the mayor, Mayor de Blasio. He gave his State of the City address. He delivered his budget. But what are we talking about as the week concludes? The snow. He had a really, really tough press conference Thursday. I have to say, I was a parent. I brought my child to school on Thursday morning. It was really hard. It was snowy. It was cold. But he took so much heat from the reporters in the room, and it would seem the entire city, on this decision to not close the schools. Bridget, you've been with him in a lot of press conferences. How was it?
You know, Andrea, you and I were talking about how when they came out at the start of that press conference, you thought maybe this was going to be a, oops, lessons learned, we've made a mistake. And, you know, it started off with a tone of, you know, this is very difficult and we've handled it with grit and fortitude. But there was no apology. If anything, they were doubling down on they made this decision. And what they're going to do going forward to help New Yorkers is provide more information about how they plan to make these decisions going forward.
Right. And I don't know that people want to know how they make decisions. I mean, I think, you know, people, Bill de Blasio said, people want to understand how we make them. And I think it's true. You want to understand how they make them because some parents think they're making the wrong ones, not because they necessarily want to know the whole process. Although I think, Beth, we now know a lot about the process of how they choose snow days.
It sounds like they base it on the MTA. If the MTA is running, that's the lifeblood of the city. And if our school buses can run, then we're going to send them out. And Carmen Farina, the chancellor, said, you know, we were expecting the weather to be warmer. All systems were working. And then she made a little bit of a difficult statement.
By the way, just coming down here, it has totally stopped snowing. It is absolutely a beautiful day out there right now.
So I think she was trying to say, you know, compared to earlier this morning, it is much nicer. But the way that came out just
exploded Twitter.
On social media, there was the hashtag, it's a beautiful day. People were making jokes about it all day. It was a really bad foot and mouth situation. And she was immediately characterized as, you know, not getting it.
Well, even when she was given the opportunity to expand on that, I think perhaps choose some different language, she talked about it had stopped snowing.
It was a better day than in South Beach. It was not as good as in South Beach.
Exactly.
Where her husband is. Which then drew some Kathy Black comparisons that I think probably are not fair.
Not fair because Carmen Farina still has a lot of goodwill within the school system. Educators definitely admire her and consider her a very experienced leader. But this was a moment where she was a little out of sync with what people were thinking that day.
Also, on the pre-K battle, both the sides, both Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo, I mean, really dug in. And one of the things that was an extraordinary yet little noticed thing is during this press conference about the snow, a number of upstate mayors and political leaders sent emails to journalists. I got one. Beth, you got one.
A lot of them saying
we don't support Mayor de Blasio's position. So Mayor de Blasio has said, I'm making this a campaign. It would appear, Beth, that Cuomo is responding in kind.
Mayor Judy Kennedy of the city of Newburgh sent one in which she referenced de Blasio commenting that there are a lot of poor children in New York City. And she said, I'm surprised to hear that Mayor de Blasio is implying that the children of New York City are more important than the children of my city or other cities in New York State. And then she went on to say Governor Cuomo recognizes this.
I mean, they are both digging in. And we heard Governor Cuomo on Friday say on the Brian Lehrer show something very sharp about Bill de Blasio's push for pre-K.
The answer to the tale of two cities is not to create two states, right? The answer to inequity and inequality is not to create more inequity and inequality. I don't support a system that has the millionaires of New York City funding a system for the children in New York City.
So this is a theme that we're going to be hearing again and again now, which is that Governor Cuomo says his plan is more fair because it will support pre-K statewide without any extra taxes. And he is using de Blasio's own language to criticize him effectively here by saying that this is not fair to let a city with a wealthy tax base do what cities like Newburgh cannot do. What you're seeing, I think, is more and more lawmakers supporting Cuomo on this, and it's becoming an upstate downstate issue. And in fact, at this point, it's becoming Cuomo versus de Blasio, and that does not look like a situation he can win.
I think that this is a week where Mayor de Blasio is learning that even his friends can be pretty tough adversaries. Thank you so much, Beth. Bridget, you can follow us on Twitter at Beth Fertig, at Bridget Bergen, and at Andrea WNYC. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.